I played soccer my whole life, and just I'm a huge sports fan, let alone just hockey. So I've watched soccer my whole life also. The fans down there in Europe, and they always had these crazy chants in the crowd with for certain players or the team, and it'd be to songs that we all know. I'm like, such a thing that is doesn't exist in hockey yet, you know? It's just every team has their let's go Oilers, like let's go team chant. The player specifics, I'm like, why don't we have that, right? Like when someone scores, we could be singing this song, this and that. So I thought that's what we needed in hockey. So I just started writing them down for fun and just would sing them with my friends who are also soccer fans and stuff like that. Just send in the group chat for fun, but I never posted them anywhere.
Oh, well, it's a good thing you did. I've tried making my own TikToks and I think it is so hard. Like usually halfway through I give up and I call it a day. So how long does it take you to think of what song you're going to use, then think of all these lyrics, and then film and edit? What is that process?
That's the thing. So since I've been doing it for like a few years, I've written some down. I had some ready to go, but then when players started doing better and I didn't have anything ready, that's when I was like, okay, now I actually have to figure it out myself in like a day. So I would just try and kind of find songs that are catchy or, you know, inspired by other chants and other sports and see if I could tag it along with one of our players. I guess that's basically, it usually takes weirdly, I've gotten lucky and some of them just kind of hit me and it's like an, I don't know what the word is, an epiphany, if that's even the word. And I'll just write it down and record as quick as I can before I forget it.
You're a lyrical genius.
You know, that's the thing. I can't sing, but at least the words will be funny. Yeah. I'm trying to make the lyrics at least good, make up for the voice.
Well, yeah, I really like these videos, and clearly everyone does too, because, yeah, I mentioned, like, you're kind of going viral here in the province of Alberta. So how has the reception been to these videos?
It's honestly, I'm surprised how majority positive it is. The odd Canucks or Calgary Flames fan has been in the comments dropping a negative comment, you know, kind of the jealousy of, you know, having their season over pretty soon. So many positive Oilers fans saying, I can't get this out of my head. I'm singing this all day. We got to do this at the game, the Moss Pit. It's honestly insanely positive. I've even had Flames fans comment, I hate the Oilers, but I absolutely love these songs. I can't even hate on this.
Wow, so, you might be the common ground.
That's where I'm like, hey, if a Flames fan could drop a positive comment, I might be doing something okay.
I think so. And so right now you have a song for McDavid, Boosh, Pickard, Leon Hyman, Nuge. Who's next? And what song do you think you're going to choose?
People are commenting so many players' names just as they do better, a Kane one or something like that. But I think Corey Perry is the one that I was pretty happy to drop. And the song was the classic Come On Eileen.
That's awesome.
So it sounds, to some maybe it doesn't sound, you know, when I say the player name in the song, to some people it's like they'd have no idea how it'll work, and I'm like, you just gotta maybe trust me and just maybe see after. It'll work.
Trust the process for sure.
Exactly.
And so for those who haven't seen the TikToks yet, which first off they need to, what's your TikTok account?
So it's ZU Sports 10. So it's just ZU Sports 10.